As a health and wellness coach, one of the common questions that I get asked is, what should I eat to be healthy? Or what do you eat to be healthy? Or what should I eat to lose weight? And first off, I want to say that I'm honored that people trust me enough to ask those questions. Because usually those questions are followed up with something like, I know I should know this, or I read this on the internet, or I saw this on Google, or I saw this video on YouTube. And I want you to know that it's not necessarily the case that you should know what you should eat on an ongoing basis. Because if you're not partnered with a health coach or a nutritionist or a healthcare provider, there's a lot of information out there to navigate on your own. And for me, I know that I struggled for a long time with equating eating healthy with chicken, rice, and broccoli. And I've said that a couple of different times on different episodes, but it's the truth. I always thought of, I want to eat healthy, then I need to eat chicken, rice, and broccoli. But ladies, there are so many foods and spices that are good for you, that taste good, that can help you feel energized, satisfied, and they can help you with your weight maintenance and your weight loss goals. And guess what? Today I have a list of 10 foods that I think you should definitely be incorporating into your weekly routine. So let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach, and I am pumped to be here with you today. And I want to take a minute to ask you to do two flavors for me. And yes, I did say flavors. Instead of asking for a favor, I say the word flavors. It's just a habit of mine. It's something quirky that I do. There's no real meaning behind it, but it's just me. It's just my personality. Anywho, first, I want you to know that this podcast is dedicated to you, a woman over 40 who, if I had to take a guess, you are focused and you're driven in pretty much anything that you set your mind to. You are firing on all cylinders pretty much all the time, and you don't have a lot of time to waste. So, as a matter of fact, you probably are multitasking while you're listening to me, because I know that you have things to do. And I know that you're probably looking for some help in your health and wellness journey, so you tune into this podcast and you probably listen to a few others just to get some tips, some support, and some encouragement. And by the way, I am very grateful that you stopped by my corner of the podcast universe for that support. So with that being said, here's my flavor that I want to ask of you. I want you to let me know how I can help you. If there's a topic that you'd like for me to talk about, don't be shy. Let me know. And you're probably wondering, well, how can I let you know? Well, my second flavor is join my Facebook community and put it in the comments. If there's something that's on your mind, there's something that you want me to talk about, if you join the Facebook community, it is Healthy Habits 180 with LaDawn Hickman. I have actually put a link to it in the show notes, or if you do a search on Healthy Habits 180 with LaDawn Hickman, you should be able to find that community. But what I want you to do is please join the community and Put it in the comments. Please, LaDon, talk to me about intermittent fasting, or I'd like to know more information about keto or whatever it is. And if you don't necessarily want to put it in the comments, that is okay. You can DM me. I've had people DM me and I respond. I look forward to your feedback. So those are my two flavors that I am asking from you for me today. All right. So, like I was saying earlier, I used to think that chicken, rice, and broccoli were the ultimate definition of eating healthy. Now, don't get me wrong, there's definitely some health benefit in that meal there. If you add a good source of fat, like drizzling some olive oil or a side of avocado, then you have a perfectly balanced meal there. But like I was saying, I was stuck in that mindset that if you're not following a strict meal plan or a diet, then you're not eating right. And I'm pretty sure that you can relate to this struggle. You may have fallen into the trap of thinking that some foods are good and some foods are, air quote, bad, and you can't eat those foods if you want to meet your goals. And it doesn't really help that there's always some low-fat, no-fat keto craze going on. And there's no shade to that, but it is really a maze out there. It's a maze of information, misdirection, and some just plain old noise about what you should and shouldn't be putting on your plate. So today, I'm going to share with you a list of 10 must-have foods that I've put together specifically for women over 40 who want to jumpstart their health journey. And as I say must-have, I don't want to fall into that trap. So just know that you don't have to have these foods, but I find them to be really good foods that I think would really boost your nutrition if you added them to your list of foods. So I'm going to share these foods and the reasons why you should add them to your weekly meals and how I add them into my weekly rotation. And just to let you know, I'm not just sharing some random foods with you. Like I said, I actually eat all of these foods on a regular basis, probably just about every week. So let's get into these 10 foods, and they're in no particular order whatsoever. All right, so the first food that I think that you want to add into your weekly rotation is some sort of fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, or sardines. And I'm going to be honest with you, sardines are not on my list of things that I like to eat, but salmon. Chef's kiss. I love salmon. And here's why you want to add salmon into your weekly rotation. It's rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which help to reduce inflammation and support heart health. Fatty fishes also provide essential nutrients like vitamin D, which, as you probably know, is important for bone health and immune function. And omega-3s are also beneficial. Omega-3s are also beneficial for skin health, and who does not want to have healthy, hydrated skin with elasticity? So, fatty fish is not one of the things that I add on a weekly basis. The second thing that I make sure that I have are leafy greens like spinach, kale, and recently I've been adding Swiss chard into the weekly lineup. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't always like to pack my plate with leafy greens, but I definitely incorporate them into my smoothies. It's an easy way to get some greens into your diet. I eat eggs pretty much on a weekly basis, almost, I would say, on a daily basis. So if I scramble some eggs, I will throw in a couple of handfuls of spinach. So leafy greens, they're packed with antioxidants such as vitamin C, beta carotene, which help to protect our cells from damage. It's also high in fiber. And if you're anything like me, girl, you want to keep you want to keep your fiber high on the list of things that you eat on a weekly basis because it helps to promote digestive health and it also helps with weight management. And research has shown that leafy greens contain folate, which is essential for DNA repair and healthy cell division. All right, so number three on my list of things that I eat on a weekly basis are berries, any type of berries. blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, any type of berries, you want to incorporate those on a weekly basis. Now, I will tell you that blueberries are my ultimate favorite. Strawberries, if I can get them sweet, and lately I have not had a lot of luck in finding sweet strawberries this year. So blueberries have been high on my list of rotation, and of course raspberries. But berries in general, they're loaded with antioxidants that support brain health and reduce oxidative stress. They're also, again, high in fiber, which again helps in aiding digestion, and they also help to regulate your blood sugar levels. I get excited when I talk, and as you know, I get tongue-tied, so let me slow it down. All right, berries have been linked to improve heart health and also reduce risk of chronic disease. All right, so number four, if I had to list one as number one, although I'm saying it as number four, is Greek yogurt. It is my favorite food. I love to have Greek yogurt in my weekly rotation, in my daily rotation, because it is packed with protein. All right. And so you can do just about anything with it. You can put it in a smoothie. You can make a yogurt parfait bowl. You can actually put it in some recipes. Like if I want some type of chicken with a coating like a crunch, I will actually dip it in egg and put it a little bit of yogurt in it, and it makes a really tasty, zingy kind of crunch to your chicken tenders. So I really love Greek yogurt, but Greek yogurt is an excellent source of calcium and vitamin D, which is essential for bone health. There's also prebiotics in the Greek yogurt, which helps to promote gut health and digestion and to support the immune system. And you notice a theme here. The last two things that I talked about help with gut health. So, really important there. And protein, the protein content, I mean, it is bar none when you talk about getting protein, a good protein source. So, Greek yogurt, the protein content helps with the muscle maintenance and metabolism. Now, there are a couple of different ways that you can approach the Greek yogurt. You can get the Greek yogurt that has the fat that's already added in, which is fine. Me personally, I like to do no fat Greek yogurt because I like to add my own fat. I think I've probably said that before. So I like to add like almonds, or I like to add chia seeds. So either way, there's no wrong way to do Greek yogurt. So Greek yogurt is number five. All right, number six is nuts and seeds. Like I just talked about, nuts and seeds such as almonds, chia seeds, flax seeds. You definitely want to make sure that you are including some good source of fat in your diet. And nuts happen to be my fat of choice, but you don't have to. But know that nuts provide healthy fats that support brain function and hormone balance. We talk about that a lot. They're also rich in fiber. They aid in digestion. There's that digestion again. And they also promote a sense of feeling of fullness. Now, here's the thing about adding nuts to your diet. If you're like me, I love them, and I can eat a whole bag, a whole container of them in a day, and I have done that. Not proud of myself, but I have done that. So what you want to do is you make sure that you have some portion control. If you know a fourth of a cup is a serving, get a fourth of a cup out. If you know that it's difficult for you to just have one serving like myself, then make sure again you portion them out so you don't go overboard. But again, they are a great thing to add into your weekly routine. They also contain essential nutrients like magnesium and zinc, which play a role in various bodily functions. All right, so number six are whole grains. Now, whole grains have gotten a bad rap, and if you have issues with eating whole grains, then absolutely, I totally understand that. But if you don't have issues with eating whole grains, then they are something that I think you definitely want to consider, such as quinoa or brown rice or whole oats or steel cut oats. Those are always good options because they're high in fiber. They support digestion. They help to regulate blood sugar. And again, they're another food that promotes satiety, which means they give you a feeling of fullness. A feeling of fullness. They also provide steady energy due to the complex carbohydrates, and they help you to avoid any blood sugar spike. All right, so number seven are colorful vegetables. So you want to add things like bell peppers and carrots and broccolis and any of the vegetables that are colorful, you want to try to add those to your plate. What I try to do is I'll go to the store and I will just pick up vegetables like green peppers and yellow peppers and orange peppers and zucchinis, and I make it so easy. I chop those bad boys up, add a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, put them in the oven and just roast them for 15 or 20 minutes. And I cook that, you know, maybe on a Sunday or Wednesday, and then I will just add it to whatever protein that I'm eating throughout the week. So it's a good way to make sure that you are getting your vegetables in, and they are rich in antioxidants like vitamin A and vitamin C, which help to support your immune function and skin health. Again, who doesn't want to have great skin? All right. Colorful vegetables, they also provide dietary fiber, which again, aid in digestion, and ding, 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 it helps to promote gut health. And the last thing about colorful vegetables is that they have phytonutrients, which have been linked to reduced risk of chronic disease. All right, so rounding this out is number 8, which is legumes. And I don't know if I say that right. Legumes, whatever. I think you need to add those to your weekly roundup of food. Things such as lentils, chickpeas, beans. I love beans, like pinto beans. You want to add those to your weekly roundup of food. They are an excellent source of plant-based protein, which again is important for muscle and maintenance and muscle repair. They're high in fiber, which you probably can already guess. They promote gut health and they stabilize blood sugars. Another thing about legumes is that it provides iron and folate, which is crucial for energy production and red blood cell formation. All right. And another thing, and I just put this one on a list by itself, or this is not even a category, but I say avocados. You need to add avocados to your diet. Now, I will tell you, I was not a fan of avocados until about 4 or 5 years ago. And now I will tell you that I eat avocados just about every day. I put them in smoothies. I may add them to my breakfast. If I'm not eating them with a breakfast or lunch, I add it to the side for dinner as a good source of fat. It's just such a multi-purpose food. The great thing about avocados is that it's a healthy fat that supports heart health and helps to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. The other thing is that it's rich in potassium, which can help regulate blood pressure. It's high in fiber, and it contains vitamin E, which is an antioxidant that supports skin health and fights inflammation. Now, I know, I'll be honest though, lately, the avocado prices have gone up and down and up and down. So I know that it can be one of those foods that you say, do I want to buy that this week? Because I've seen them be upwards of $3 per avocado. So if your budget doesn't allow for you to make that purchase, I understand. But sometimes I will take other things off the list so that I can ensure that I can add avocado to the list because I feel like they're that important. And you can also freeze them. I will freeze them when they're on the verge of becoming too mushy, too ripe. I'll freeze them and add them into my smoothies because they make your smoothies so rich and creamy. All right. And the last food that I think that you should add to your list is a spice, which is turmeric. Turmeric has an active compound that helps with anti-inflammatory properties. It also supports joint health and helps to alleviate symptoms of arthritis. And I will share something with you. I actually have arthritis in my low back. It's something that's developed over time. So I have arthritis and I have flattening of the disc. So turmeric is something that I ensure that I add on a daily basis. I find ways to put it into my food. Sometimes I will drink turmeric tea. There are just many different ways that I add turmeric into my daily diet. Also, the antioxidant properties of turmeric can just contribute to your overall well-being. So turmeric is one of those multi-purpose spices that you really want to include into your weekly or daily roundup. All right, ladies, that is it. Those are the top 10 foods that I think that you should definitely add to your weekly lineup or your weekly meal plan or whatever it is that you call it. I think you definitely should add those 10 foods to your weekly lineup. Again, the Those foods are fatty fish such as salmon, leafy greens like spinach, kale, Swiss chard, berries like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, Greek yogurt, or low-fat yogurt. I didn't say that. Low-fat yogurt is also a great option, but I have a love affair with Greek yogurt. And nuts and seeds such as almonds, chia seeds, and flax seeds. Whole grains such as quinoa, brown rice, and oats. Number seven, colorful vegetables like bell peppers and carrots and broccolis. Number eight, legumes such as lentils, chickpeas, and beans. Number nine, avocados. And number 10, turmeric. All right, ladies, that is it. That is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.